Hello, humanity! What a beautiful, glorious day to be laughing and chatting about humor. We are broadcasting from beautiful Oroville that's filled with love, laughter, and light. So, I have started to tell you a bit about my dear, dear friend, Patty Wooten, who left her body about a year and a half ago. And here's a picture of Patty. Yeah, I know. What a beautiful, beautiful person. She had a number of different clown characters, but she's developed a clown character called Nurse Nancy. And Nurse Nancy was this, like, scruffy little nurse. And then there was Nurse Kindheart. Can you zoom in there and see Nurse Kindheart? There you go. I don't know if you can see that. Nurse Kindheart. Yeah, beautiful. And sorry, we're on the radio, so I have to, you need to imagine that. But what I want to share with you is she was a registered nurse, and she found ways to bring humor and laughter into her work. And this was in the 1970s. So you can imagine how much this has grown. She was actually awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award through the AATH, the Association of Applied and Therapeutic Humor. So this is what she says. She relates one of her hospital experiences to her. Most of my nursing experience has been in intensive care units, the ICU, caring for critically ill patients. I will always remember Ruth and the moment we spent together laughing. Ruth had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. Her lungs were severely damaged from the chemicals she had inhaled during her lifetime of working in a factory. They were so deteriorated that she could no longer absorb enough oxygen to keep her alive. We had cared for her for almost 3 weeks, and despite increasing the levels of oxygen flow, her blood gases continued to decline and she finally required a ventilator. I cared for her for 5 more consecutive days. And during this period, we had gotten very, very close to each other. I had consoled her grieving husband and her family and calmed her worried adult children and provided much comfort and dignity for Ruth as I could. I was exhausted and eagerly anticipated my 3 days off. Ruth's condition was so poor, I was certain that she would not survive more than a day or two. If I wanted to say goodbye to her, I knew that I must do it before I left that day. Near the end of my shift, I stood at her bedside, trying to find the words to express to her how much I admired her courage and how much she had taught me about love and kindness. I shared that I would miss her if she died before I returned on my days off. As I stumbled to express these painful emotions, tears began to flow from my eyes. I was soon too choked up with emotion to continue. Ruth then reached up to pat my forearm and smiled. At that moment, I saw the absurdity of the moment. She, the terminally ill patient, was comforting the supposedly strong and competent professional. I began to laugh, saying, "Look at us, just look at us. I'm an emotional wreck, and you are taking care of me. That's a real switch." She smiled, nodded her head, and laughed. And in that moment, the ridiculous incongruity, we connected at a very deep, deep spiritual level. And I learned how the powerful humor can be, how powerful the humor can be in connecting two people. So I encourage you to find those bits of humor I've shared with you as well. the humor that I've had with dealing with kids who'd been victims of the war, had been survivors of the war. And we find those moments, and it's that incongruous twist, the shift that we kind of go through, and we go, whoa, this is kind of crazy. And it lightens up that situation. And so on that note, I am again so blessed to have my incredible team with me that just continues to make us joyful and laugh. Mael behind the camera, Stefano behind the controls, and we are now going to laugh our way out as we always do. So remember to subscribe, hit that button below, and as you laugh, we encourage you to send laughter deep from your lungs, shifting through your whole body and going out around the world, sending healing love through all the universe. So let's hit that music and let's just laugh a little bit here.
ആരോവിൽ റേഡിയോ.